With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump continues to express frustration that Putin-Zelensky talks have not been scheduled yet. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Several days after announcing he had begun making arrangements for Russian President Putin and Ukrainian President Zelensky to meet, the president is unhappy with the pace of peace efforts.
I think over the next 2 weeks, we're going to find out which way it's going to go, and I better be very happy.
On Friday, Russia's top diplomat made clear that Putin won't sit down with Zelensky until Ukraine agrees to certain concessions. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The pro-energy group Power the Future is asking the Justice Department to take a closer look at Democratic efforts to turn judges green, allegedly by inviting them to luxury seminars. The group's executive director, Daniel Turner, says all they want is more transparency.
The fact that the judges don't have to say, oh, yeah, I was at this radical climate group seminar for 5 days, or, oh, yeah, they flew me and my wife down to Miami for 4 days, or that level of secrecy is what I think is absolutely absurd.
He was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Israeli airstrikes hitting Yemen's capital this morning, just days after the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels there fired what were described as the first cluster bombs launched by them since 2023. The Houthis said the strikes this morning hit multiple areas across Sana'a, in particular a big blast at an oil company. New York and North Carolina reopening beaches after they had been closed due to Hurricane Erin. The storm sent strong winds and dangerous waves along the East Coast. In North Carolina's Outer Banks, Highway 12 on Hatteras Island opened yesterday just for residents, property owners, and workers. All restrictions lifted today. This is SRN News. Being a Christian in Somalia can cost you your life, but ministries based in the West are doing what they can to sustain secret believers. International Christian Concern is increasing its connection with such people in Somalia, reporting that underground church leaders in Mogadishu, quote, confirm the existence of more than 1,500 hidden believers, many of whom are converts from Islam. Conversion is viewed as an act of betrayal by both militant groups and local communities, forcing believers to abandon their homes, families, and identities. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey is stepping down to join the Trump administration as FBI co-deputy director. Bailey pursued numerous legal challenges against Democratic President Joe Biden's administration on policies ranging from immigration to transgenderism. He also advanced conservative causes in his home state, threatening legal action against gyms over transgender bathroom policies and demanding public schools ban drag shows. This is SRN News. California could become the first state to make restaurants post food allergies on their menus.
State lawmakers are expected to vote on legislation that would make California the first state to require restaurants to disclose on their menus whether an item contains any of the 9 most common food allergens: milk, eggs, fish, shellfish, tree nuts, peanuts, wheat, sesame, and soybeans. Matt Sutton of the California Restaurant Association says it's not practical.
You get into a situation where the menu becomes unwieldy and it becomes incredibly impractical and expensive to be constantly converting menus out with each ingredient shift that may occur and the need to do a new allergy notification.
I'm Donna Water.
Today is Sunday, August the 24th. It's the 236th day of 2025. On this date in history, 1814, during the War of 1812, British forces invaded Washington and burned the White House. This is SRN News.